we have our closing remarks, and all the candidates have that schedule. We'll start with Mel.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your patience listening tonight and for putting your questions forward. It was very interesting seeing what the questions were and seeing how similar they were to what I expected they might be. And I think that's because I've been listening for the last 4 years in communities, at events, hearing what is concerning the residents of the North Okanagan, Shuswap, and Canada. Questions around global emissions and climate change. I've talked briefly about our plan. I encourage you to take a look at it online. It's called arealplan.ca. Multiple pages there about how we're going to not just attack Canadians with a carbon tax, but tackle climate change on a global scale. I didn't get a chance to speak on the softwood lumber issue. And I've been to the mills here and to talk to the Tolko. And when you think about what was created here in San Martin with Nguyen's machine and the work that they did in the forestry sector and took that technology around the world, those are the kinds of actions that we're going to take as conservatives to promote our Canadian technology right around the world so Canadians can prosper. We talked about immigration tonight and how I want to say that we intend to get back to a fair and orderly and compassionate immigration system in Canada. Where family reunification used to take 3 to 5 years, now we're being told in my office that it could be 11 to 12 years. That's not right. We talked about health care, pharmacare, and mental health. And I'd like to recognize that today is actually International Mental Health Day. We all know someone that has been impacted by mental health issues. I want to recognize that today is the day for that recognition. We've also talked about justice reform, and I've heard a lot about that in my office and from people on the streets, concerned about their safety, and I mentioned that in my opening. And we've heard about cost and small business, how we can promote small business. As a former small business owner, I understood what those questions were about, because it's a challenge to not only maintain your business, but to maintain your family life around that as well. I know business owners that will spend 12, 14 hours a day just to make their business survive and thrive, sacrificing those family values that are out there. And I give kudos to every one of them doing that, helping our country grow. What it all comes down to is that in Canada, there really is only one taxpayer, and that's you. We have provincial taxes, municipal taxes, federal taxes. We want to keep the size of government small. Keep your taxes low so that you can keep more of your money in your pocket. On October 21st, I'm your candidate for North Okanagan Shuswap. I encourage you to vote conservative because we believe in you and it's time for you to get ahead. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you very much to the audience and to the people that put the questions together. It was an interesting experience to sit here and have lots to tell you but not be able to jump in and fill you in. So I've just had a debate with myself while I was sitting here thinking, what should I do in my closing? Should I try to bust some of the myths that we've heard tonight and to tell you more about what the various programs are? And what I've decided to do is, no, I'm going to sort of sum up with a closing, but I will stay and answer any of the questions that you had that weren't asked tonight and elaborate on other things that we heard tonight that you might not be quite that familiar with. You need more information. So come and see me in the lobby. Really what we've heard tonight is what we've heard in the 11 forums that these candidates have done so far, and we're going to miss each other at the end of the campaign. We have seen a real difference between the Conservatives and the People's Party on one side and the Progressive Parties on the other. The Liberal Party has and is able to implement many of the things that both the NDP and the Greens aspire to. And that's what has been going on since 2015. We have a vision that incorporates a vision for communities, for people, for justice. So I'm a bit dubious because we hear that we have the Conservative platform, which hasn't even been released yet, and the plan for climate change, which is taking climate action over to China and other countries, when in fact Canadians are the fourth largest emitter per capita of greenhouse gases. So I'm running to make sure that the Liberal government's investments in Canada and Canadians are not rolled back. I'm running because there has been real progress over the last 4 years of Liberal government. And I want you to think back to what we were talking about in the closing of the statements in 2015. We were talking about the fact that there was a stagnant economy, that we had high unemployment, no jobs, we had crumbling infrastructure, no investments in infrastructure, particularly none locally. There was a growing inequity between the upper 1% and the rest that were not doing so well. There was no response to humanitarian crisis. There was a lack of participation in global issues. And as far as the missing and murdered Indigenous women, they weren't even on Prime Minister Harper's radar, as he said. The age for old age security had been up to 67. It's back down at 65. So we have seen important investments here. We have seen a change in how Canadians are seen abroad. And I'm urging you to choose forward, like I am, on October 21st. I have the skills, the experience, the passion, the energy to be an MP to represent you, your family, your community, and be a good advocate for the economy and the environment. I urge you to choose forward, to vote Durkas, send me to be the MP, because together we can bring home really great results. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. As before, I'm running with the People's Party of Canada, the newest party in Canada. You're probably wondering to yourself, why am I going to vote for this guy? He's running for the newest party in Canada. Well, it's not a waste of a vote. We have a leader who is an economist. I think he's probably the most experienced person running for Prime Minister right now. He was the Minister of Industry, the Minister of Tourism and Small Business, and a Foreign Affairs Minister. The man has said that we need to get our financial books in order, and he's right. You may have heard that our interest rate is, or the interest paid every year on the budget, on the debt is $28.9 billion. What does that mean to everybody in this room? That's $2,050 a year in taxes that you're paying just in interest, not for services, ladies and gentlemen. If you vote for me, you will be repeating history in this riding. This riding has been a progressive voice for the Conservatives and for libertarianism. Before you guys voted for a grassroots movement, it was the Reform Party. That was back in 93. You got yourselves a very strong MP, even if it wasn't a majority government. They did a lot for this riding. I think that our party would do a lot for this riding, and I'd be able to do a lot for this riding because I'm a strong voice, and I stand up for what I believe in. If you hire me as your member of parliament, I'll stand up for what you believe in. And that means if you believe in showing up to my office and talking about a green issue with climate change and the climate agenda, I'll entertain it 100%. And if you got a point, I'll bring it down to parliament. I want to represent everybody in this community fairly and equally, even if you don't vote for me. Looking back at the last election, we had a lot of broken promises. So that's why I say I don't think you'll be wasting your vote if you vote for me, because if you voted for the Liberals, you wasted your vote. You didn't get what you voted for. If you vote for the Conservative Party, you're supporting them, but you have to ask yourself, are they going to support me? They probably haven't been supporting you in a long time. One of the things that I've been hearing from this riding when I go around is, we got a really nice guy running it, but he doesn't always answer questions. He doesn't always take questions and concerns serious. And I know that I've had that same experience myself as other people's. The People's Party of Canada is for freedom, respect, individual responsibility, personal responsibility, and fairness. It doesn't get much simpler than that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think we've had governments that have wanted to govern us in a long time. They've wanted to rule us. They want to use our money to tell us where to go and how to get there. This is going to be your housing fund. This is going to be for socialism. We got two governments being proposed to the left of me here who are proposing a high tax future with low mobility. I don't think that's going to work for Canadians. I don't think the climate crisis should be our focus. I think the economy needs to be our focus. There is an economic crisis that's been brewing for a long time. It's been 10 years since we've had a collapse in the stock market. So ask yourself when you're voting this year, which one of these parties wants to balance the budget? Which one of these parties feels that the budget will balance itself? And which one of these parties has a leader who actually knows what it would mean to balance the budget? We're the only one that's going to get your finances in order so we can weather the next economic storm, which is coming a lot quicker than the end of the earth as per climate change. Thank you very much for your evening. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a good night.
Thank you so much for all the great questions, and thanks for staying here till the end. I believe that this is the time we need to rise above the blame game and pointing fingers. And I believe that if you want to see the change, then be that change. Therefore, I decided to run for the upcoming election. We need more representation from the people who are passionate to make the difference. We need leaders who are constantly in touch with their communities and know the real challenges faced by people. My personal experiences, various roles in healthcare, and the community have allowed me to closely connect to our constituents. Our party has a great commitment on national pharmacare, healthcare coverage from head to toe, affordability, environment, post-secondary education, indigenous rights, and seniors care. Please don't let the fear-mongering and mis-messaging from other parties confuse you. I would encourage you to read all the party platforms, compare with each party, look at the track record of all those parties, and look at the history of the party who gave us universal health care. We can save more money by focusing on prevention and by being proactive than reactive. Right now, we're in a reactive mode, and we are wasting a lot of money on bandage fixes, which have been failed over and over and causing taxpayers more money. NDP is committed to invest in pharmacare, interest-free student loans, so our students don't walk away with debt sentence. Our bold plan, like affordable housing and 5,000 annual rental rebate to people who have to pay more than 30% of their earnings towards the rent. Some people question, why are NDP always advocating for people and to improve social services? Why do we do it? I will give you a few examples, or maybe one. Out of many, over 4 million Canadians face food insecurity. 1 million children living in poverty, that goes against our Canadian values. On the other hand, 87 families in Canada enjoyed the profit of $807 million between 2012 till 2016. And that is combined amount which is held by 12 million Canadians, which is one-third of the country. There is something wrong in the picture. And again, I gave you Nestle example. I will say, take a moment, let's not be so selfish, and let's be real Canadian and think about, so we can support our vision, passion, and values. Our party of politicians who put people first, not the corporations. We can do better than this, Canada. We are hearing lots of promises as election comes close. It might be hard to trust at times if politicians will fight for what they're promising. I can reassure you that you can count on my integrity, my advocacy, trust, People trust their lives in my hands, so you can trust your vote in my hands. I will fight hard, and I want to maintain that integrity that I have earned in my profession. I will fight hard to address each concerns my constituents might have, as platforms don't necessarily address all the concerns that you have. As I said, I bring integrity, knowledge, realistic ideas, passion, women empowerment, and diversity to our riding. I will be happy and proud to serve you as your next MP, and I look forward to your support, and I hope on October 21st you vote for Harvinder Sandhu. I'll end with my favorite quote. Everyone has a history. Some people repeat it, some learn from it, and the very special ones try to use it to help others. I'm just trying to help all of you being a real advocate. Thank you so much.
In closing, and I may go a bit, or I may tend to go over the time limit, so I'll tell you that the platform can be, the Green Party platform can be found at greenparty.ca, and you have the platform presented, and next to it you have the costing document presented. So there you can, for the number crunches, really look at what how we finance our things. You've heard a lot of things today about platforms, policies, promises. Look at how we have performed. We see, well, we've heard this, that the Liberal Party had promised first past the post. Didn't quite work out. Some other things, with all the respect for Cindy, but she happens to have a boss that I don't think I can really rely on his promises. We're in the climate crisis. I get in this mostly for youth, because I feel responsible for what we've done to this globe. We have 30 kilometers of height here that is airspace that absorbs gases, and that gases that come lower and lower, 40,000 kilometers. You can calculate the volume of that. We have to do something about it. And the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, has set those standards, and we need to stick to it. The Green Party is the only party with a clear plan to meet those targets, minus 60% of greenhouse gases in 2030, net neutral, which means we sequester as much as we put out by 2050, and we are able to meet that. But we have to get to it now. If we wait another 4 years, then we're going to run up to a wall, because then the transition to renewables is going to have to take place so fast that we won't be able to do it without any hardship. The climate change is a fact. Now, as people with daily responsibilities and not the ability to do research for you on your own, I ask you one question. If we tackle climate change today, and 30 years down the line, we do find out we didn't need to do anything, what have we done? We've cleaned up the earth. If we don't do anything today, and 30 years down the line, we find, oh, poop, we had to do something, now we're in deep, you know what, then it's too late. So I say play safe. Let's go for it. Let's tackle it and think of the youth that we're doing this for. I look at Elizabeth May, her performance, the respect she earned in government, in Parliament. The second MP that joined her in the by-election not too long ago, Paul Manley. Two people with a good reputation, stand for decent policies. I want to help them get things accomplished. Items that the two main parties haven't accomplished. We were talking about indigenous problems, health issues, mental health issues. They've been around for years. Those parties never had the political will to do anything. You need somebody to hammer on the table and get things done. So I ask you, please vote Green. Vote for Mark Reinhardt. Thank you very much.